Hello, everybody. So today is, I'm recording this on Sunday, April 21st, Friday evening, around 5 o'clock Pacific time, I think it was the Bitcoin halving. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, a lot of people think it's like a stock split. Seriously, I've heard radio shows talking about it as if it was a stock split. The Bitcoin halving is not a stock split. Essentially, here's a quick rundown on what it is. So, every 10 minutes, there are tens or hundreds of thousands of computers all over the planet trying to essentially earn a block reward, which means they're trying to guess a number. And if they guess this number, then they will get to write the last 10 minutes of transactions to the blockchain, and they will earn what's called a block reward for having guessed that number. That block reward went from like 6.25 down to 3.125 on Friday night. So now, instead of every day having 900 new Bitcoins brought into circulation as of today, or as of 5 o'clock on Friday, that is now down to approximately 450 Bitcoins a day. Why is this important? It just goes back to supply and demand. There will be less supply coming on to the market every day, and demand continues to rise, which leads to the inevitable conclusion that the price is going to keep going up. So there you go. That's the halving. I hope that made sense. But that's not what today's episode is about. Today's episode is about how to get free Bitcoin. So if you haven't bought your Bitcoin yet, and or if you're still reticent or hesitant, or you just aren't comfortable with the idea of buying Bitcoin, I'm going to share with you like 3 or 4 ways that you can get free Bitcoin. Now, first thing, rule number one in Bitcoin is that you don't talk about how much Bitcoin you have. In this case, in the case of this episode, I'm going to tell you how much Bitcoin I've earned free by doing the activities that I'm going to describe to you here. I'm not going to tell you how much total Bitcoin I have, but I am going to tell you how much Bitcoin I've earned by doing this stuff. So I'm kind of breaking the rule, but I'm not breaking the rule. So let's get to it. Method number one of the better, easier, more passive ways to earn Bitcoin for free is just to get a Bitcoin rewards credit card. For my business, I use the Venmo credit card. It's just like any other credit card, but it's Venmo is the face of it. I started using it in April of 22. It changes every month, but it gives you 3% back in Bitcoin on whatever category of products you buy most in a given month. Okay, so if say you buy food is your biggest category, everything you buy, you're going to get 3% back. Then you're going to get 2% back on the second highest category amount, and then you get 1% on everything else. So as I go to my Venmo Rewards credit card app here, again, I started this in April of 2022. So this is 2 years, exactly 2 years now, and I have earned a total of $558 cash back. So I haven't really done that much spending with this card, especially given the fact that it's I use it for my business. But that $558 in dollars worth of cash back is currently worth, because it bought Bitcoin, is currently worth $1,488. So that's up 136%. I didn't do anything. I just bought stuff. And then it automatically bought Bitcoin, and it's sitting there, and I can take it anytime. I'm not going to, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but that's pretty awesome. Having your rewards jump by 136%, you know, think about how much your miles are worth on your Delta SkyMiles card. Are they getting more valuable as time goes on? No, we all know they're not. I've got 2 Alaska cards, Alaska Airlines cards, one for work and one for personal purchases. And, you know, it's cool to have a lot of points. It's cool to have a lot of air miles. And I love looking at the balance because I've got, my goal is to be at a million by the time I retire, which I'm getting close. And that's going to be great, but I'm going to blow through those really fast. And, you know, if that whole time that I had been using this Venmo Bitcoin reward card instead of these Alaska cards, I would be rolling in it. So that's the Venmo rewards credit card. Here's another interesting way that you can earn Bitcoin. And it's a product called Lolli, L-O-L-L-I. And you can earn Bitcoin three ways by using this product. Okay, so the easiest way is every day they have a little free giveaway. So you just tap on this treasure chest and it'll just give you Satoshis. Satoshis, for the uninitiated, are 1/100,000,000th of a Bitcoin. So this is a very tiny fraction of a cent. And so in general, I would say my average daily stack is like 45 or 50 Satoshis. So it's like dust. But one day I got 1,000 sats. And I just do it every morning when I'm making my coffee. Every day you get a chance to tap and get your daily stack. And it adds up. Okay, but that's not the real way that you get rewards with Lolli. The second way is you attach your credit card to the app. So you download the app and you essentially let it know what your credit cards are that you might be using in retail. And it's a pretty straightforward process. But so what I do is I've got a specific credit card that is linked to my Lolli account. I go to Safeway to buy my groceries and I click on the Lolli app to activate. And then I get 3% cash back when I go to Safeway. It sounds kind of convoluted, but it works and it adds up. I'm going to the store, you know, 6 days a week and it adds up. So these boosts or these opportunities that you have to earn with Lolli, there are other places where you can also, if you're using that credit card that you've attached to your Lolli account, you can earn, like if you go to Petco, you can get 3% back, CVS, 2% back, Albertsons, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, on and on. There's all these places where all you do is just activate it on your app, and then it'll know when you purchase and you get that 3% back. There's also this is how I've earned quite a bit through Lolli, is there's also a Chrome browser plugin. So then what you can do is, like, say you're going to make a purchase, like, for instance, I buy camera gear for my videography business. Well, if you go to the Lolli webpage, you can see all the stores that they have as affiliates. And you just click on the store that you're going to shop at, and then it will automatically basically activate that store where you get a certain amount of cash back. So, for instance, I've been buying a lot of stuff from Adorama Camera, and let's see, if I click on that, and you get up to 2.5% back. And that is just nothing but a beautiful thing. And when I'm here online, I'm also using my Venmo credit card. So I might be getting an additional 2% back or so just for using that card. And it's all in Bitcoin. So, and it's all free Bitcoin. So let's, what else do we have on Lolli? The browser plugin. Oh, yeah. Okay, now, so if you still haven't bought any Bitcoin, get Lolli first. Because if you haven't signed up for an exchange, if you get Lolli and use the Lolli link, again, it's L-O-L-L-I. You use that Lolli link. If you sign up for a Gemini exchange account, you'll get $20 in your Lolli account for signing up. And then if you buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin in your Gemini account within the first 30 days, then you'll get another $100 in Bitcoin in your Gemini account. Okay, so you're double dipping here. Coinbase also has a deal. If you want to use Coinbase, so you get Lolli, you sign up for Lolli, it's really easy, and then you activate Coinbase, and you'll get $5 in your Lolli account when you sign up for Coinbase, and then you'll get up to $25 as a bonus on your Coinbase account I'm not sure exactly what the terms are. I'm not sure how much Bitcoin you have to buy. The better deal is was clearly Gemini, because you get $20 in Lolli and you get $100 in Bitcoin on Gemini. So do that. But Lolli is fantastic, and I'm going to share the numbers with you here in a bit. So a couple other ways that you can earn Bitcoin for free. If you're more of a debit card person, there's a what's called the Fold, F-O-L-D card, okay? They have a debit card where you essentially sign up with them, you fill it. So it's like a prepaid credit card, but it's a debit card. And you fill it up and you use that and you can earn points back. Me, I've got my other credit cards. I haven't used it very much, but you can also use this Fold app to buy gift cards. So sometimes I'll just go and I'll buy $100 worth of a gift card for, say, Amazon, set it on Amazon, and then I'll just use that $100 gift card for however long it lasts on Amazon. And I earn Bitcoin back on Fold. Fold also has kind of like the little treasure chest on Lolli. Fold has a daily spin, like a Wheel of Fortune, that'll give you a few sats every single day. That only gives you, like, in general, like 5 or 10. It's not great. I mean, it's really small, but everything adds up. Okay, last thing here we've got is the Gemini credit card. Same basic deal as Venmo. So I got the Gemini credit card because I use the Venmo for business, so I use the Gemini for personal use. And that's been crazy because I've had the Gemini card. Now I'm going to share with you some numbers. Gemini, I've earned $762 in the last basically about a year and a half. But that $762 is automatically turned into Bitcoin. So that 762 is now worth 1,856, up 143%. And this credit card, it's just like any other credit card, but it also has these special merchant reward things where, like, if you go to adidas.com, you can get 4% back. If you go to, what, glasses.com or whatever, or Ticketmaster, you can get 5% back. So this Gemini card is awesome. I use it all the time, and it just keeps adding up and adding up and adding up. And yeah, like I said, I've earned $1,856 off of $762 worth of rewards. So anyway, I love my Gemini card, and I love the fact that it's free Bitcoin. How can you beat that? So I wanted to share some totals with you. So with Lolli, I joined Lolli in September of 2022. Okay, so we're coming up on a year and a half. I've earned a total of 0.0328 Bitcoin from using the Lolli app and using Lolli online. That's worth $2,136. Okay, that's a beautiful thing. And again, I'm not doing anything. I'm just activating my Safeway purchases. I'm shopping at Adorama Camera, activating it on their website, and then boom, I got $2,000 that I didn't have before. Again, with Gemini, excuse me, I've got $1,800. And with my Venmo, I've got, what did I say with Venmo? I can't even remember now. $1,300 worth. So between Lolli, my Venmo credit card rewards, and my Gemini rewards, I've got over $5,500 worth of real actual Bitcoin. And again, the value of that is, if I would have been collecting air miles instead of collecting Bitcoin, you can't even compare the difference. This is free money at its best. So that's the basic rundown. And again, these are really easy. And they're, I mean, of course, you don't have to use the Gemini card or the Venmo card. There's other Bitcoin cards out there. I think Gemini would be the best one to get. It has the most rewards. And the Venmo one is kind of a little bit wonky. I won't get into it. But so next up, just real quick, one thing I want to talk about is, I've mentioned this before. I don't know if you recall, but back in the summer of 2021, when I started thinking about Bitcoin, I took the Pomp crypto course, which is put together by Anthony Pompliano. If you don't know him, he's on CNBC all the time now talking about Bitcoin. Super smart guy. He's a venture capitalist and a big Bitcoin guy. But taking that course in the summer of 2021 literally changed my life. It was $1,000 then, and it's given well over 100x return. It's the best $1,000 I've ever spent. Just because, A, it introduced me to this asset, but B, it introduced me to kind of all the macroeconomic reasons why this asset is so important and why it's not a Ponzi scheme, why all the fear, uncertainty, and doubt around Bitcoin is bullshit. But the Pomp crypto course, they're starting up a new cohort this summer, starting on June 10th. Okay, the course now the price has gone up to $1,450. But if you use the link in the show notes, you can get 30% off. So it'll only be $1,050. And then because you used my affiliate link, I will personally give you $50 in Bitcoin via Lightning. So why would you want to pay $1,000 to learn about Bitcoin? Well, having skin in the game ensures that you're going to take it seriously. If I was going to take a free course, or if it was going to be up to me to self-educate and find out what all I needed to know, I wouldn't do it quickly, because this is like a three-week class. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it's a three-week class, and the amount of knowledge you're going to gain in this concentrated time is going to be massive. So again, if you use the link, I'll send you $50 worth of Bitcoin on the Lightning Network when I receive my affiliate commission. Okay. And you might be saying, hey, I don't know how to use a Lightning wallet. Well, you will after the class, and this will be a great way to practice using that. So again, now the class that was $1,450 is now at $1,000, same price I took it for in 2021. So click the link on the show notes and fill out the application to the class. Okay, and there is an application. I think it's just a formality, but either way, the last question in the application is, did someone refer you to this program? Just make sure to put the name Matt Franklin in this field. If you don't do this, you're not going to get your $50 from me. Once you've submitted your application and once you're accepted into the program, you're going to receive an email from Pomp with a link to register. Then you're going to use this code FRIEND30, and I'll put that in the show notes as well, for that 450% off the registration price. And again, I'll send you that $50 once I get my commission. It will change your life. It changed mine. So just quick recap. Venmo credit card, Lolli, LOLLI.com. Gemini credit card, or if you're a debit card person, try the Fold app and the Fold debit card and get yourself some free Bitcoin. It's fun, it's easy, and as you can tell by the numbers, it's lucrative. So make it happen. I'll talk to you later.
Nothing in this podcast is meant to be financial, legal, or tax advice. Though there's some kick-ass information here, it's for informational purposes only. Take control of your retirement planning, but get professional counsel if you need tax, legal, or financial advice. For more content like this, join my mailing list at RogueRetirementLounge.com. And if you have questions about retirement, investing, entrepreneurship, business, or anything else, my email address is Matt@RogueRetirementLounge.com.